Welcome to the Offshore Fishing Report, presented by Angler News SA, South Africa's first fishing podcast series, to bring you the latest reports, hot or not, from Sadwana to Namibia. Here's your host, Vinesh Sugreem, and this show is proudly brought to you by McChrystal Insurance Brokers. Are you looking to save on your marine insurance? Well then, McChrystal Insurance Brokers are your complete resource for all your marine insurance needs. They offer affordable plans for almost every type of boat, yacht, or personal watercraft. Give them a call on 0860-222-552 to start building your policy with a boat insurance quote today. McChrystal Insurance will ensure your freedom to play.
Hello, South Africa, and welcome to another week of the Angler News Fishing Podcast series, where we are bringing you the latest fishing reports. Whether it is hot or not, we are going to get you into the right feeding zone. So once again, as always, another mixed bag of fishing reports being reported, where some areas are really, really good and some are pretty quiet. But fortunately, there's been more fish to report this week. However, with a bit of wet weather this weekend in the KZN coastline, fishing might be a little more tricky than usual, and with some rough seas down on the Cape area, not so good. However, we just got some reports. In fact, it is now 10 o'clock Thursday night. I have received a report literally 10 minutes ago from Sean in Hout Bay with how the fishing has been this past week. In fact, how the fishing has been today. He's just been out. He's just got back, and straight off the boat, he's given me a fishing report. We've also got reports of the nationals that's been taking place down in the Eastern Cape, thanks to John from East London Skibo Club. So we've got it all. We've got competition results. We've got the latest news. Let's get into it. Starting off in Sadwana Bay, where we've got reports from Rickard, where he says there has been huge amounts of Kuta and Marlin. Now, this has been going crazy for the past week. However, this week, he says there hasn't been too many boats that's been out. And with the weather conditions looking the way it is for this weekend, we don't know what to expect. However, should there be a gap to go and fish, make sure you get out there, because Sadwana Bay is certainly building up for a smashing Easter weekend. So with Sadwana looking good, what about St. Lucia and Cape Vital? Well, we've got Mr. Jeff Ashwood, our correspondent that brings us the latest news. This is Jeff with his report.
Hi there, Vinesh, and all your listeners. This is Jeff from St. Lucia, giving you a deep sea fishing report. Very calm seas over the last week, which sadly doesn't produce too many fish. Water also extremely clean. Water temperature has risen a bit, but the kuta are few and far between. They are around, getting the guys are getting one, two, and so on. Vital also pretty quiet at the moment. But what's very interesting is that some red eyes came out today. So there's a lot of bait fish around. And with the red eyes, could be the first indication of the changing of the season. And hopefully the snook will be around soon. Until the next fish, everybody, cheers.
Thank you so much for that, Jeff. Guys, Jeff is from Fatback Charters, based in St. Lucia. So if anyone knows about what's been going on, it is definitely him. So Jeff will be hoping, with the change in season, that next week you give us a report that the beaches are full and that there is fish to be reported on. Now moving on to Richards Bay, where we've got reports of snook and kuta that's still on the bite. And if you're off the boat and fishing in the harbour area, you can expect some grunter action. Now moving on down to Mthunzini Banks, where we've got our correspondent Nick with the latest fishing report, where the river fishing has been pretty good, as well as the offshore fishing. But here's Nick to tell us all about it.
Hello, fisher folk. Let me just start off with the river report. The guys are still catching a lot of river snapper. Quite big ones, up to nearly 5 kilos. Probably the reason why there's so many is because the guys that are catching them are throwing them back. However, I think it's also a big contribution from Ezimvelo. They're very aggressive on gill netting on the Umbalazi River. And so these fish aren't being caught in the gill net, which is a good thing. Also pick handles, nice size Malabar rockhots. A bit early for cob. I'm being asked if the cob are in the river yet. Only the very small one. And I mean small, almost as big as a cigarette pack. Going deep sea, the guys have been catching nice big kuta. Angler got one of 27.6 kilos yesterday. I think all the boats that went out yesterday, there were about seven. They all got kuta. If they didn't get kuta, they got tuna. I saw a boat had some amberjacks on, some cob, quite big cob. For the guys that do game fishing and bottom, but yeah, the cob are very nice, good size. The beach is a good bit quiet at the moment. You know, if you want to catch something, you really got to scratch. There's little, what we call St. Lucia pests that you catch in the river with all those spikes on them, or some guys call them tiger fish. They're actually in the surf at the moment, they're quite big. It's about half a kilo, and they're breeding. The reason why they're in the surf, they're breeding. And these guys are the ones that are giving that little nibble, 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 nibble bite all the time. So, a couple of more weeks, and they should be gone in time for Easter. And all our visitors get there. And then the chaps also gearing up to cod fishing. Well, we're in what I call a transitional period between summer and winter fishing in the surf. Have a good day and a good weekend. Even if it's raining, the fish are still wet, so fishing.
Thank you so much for that, Nick. Always great to have you on board with such a detailed report, and I'm glad that there's been so much fish to be caught this past week. And I love it. Although it's going to be cold and wet, the fish are wet, so what difference does it make? Now, moving on to your areas of Zinkwazi, Stanga, Tinley Manor, Balito. Well, there's been reports of kuta and snook, as well as tuna that's been around. So those areas are still producing the fish. Some very good reports. In fact, we had the Umshlanga Ski Boat Club host their competition this past weekend, where we had numerous anglers going out and some very nice kuta that's been caught. So the good thing to see about this kuta is that there is no longer the shoal kuta that's been reported. They're all being big sizes, so definitely worth going out there. Now, while going out there, always remember there is the sharks around, and we've got Mr. Brad Krubler, who knows all about that, and he is our usual correspondent who's going to tell us what he's heard of Durban and surrounding areas this past week.
Oh, good day, guys. So there's fishing over the last couple of weeks. As we all know, might well know, that this week in Durban we had a nice game fish competition. There were a few kuta, the winning fish, nice 32 kilogram tuna. Bottom fishing has been all right. There's been some nice slingers and some very, very nice Englishmen coming out. A couple of prodigal sons during the week. Snook have seemed to have disappeared again, but with the westerly winds coming up over the next couple of days, it should be all right for the weekend.
Thank you so much for that, Brad. Really appreciate your input, and glad to hear that there's been some fish that's been caught this past week. Now, moving on to Warner Beach and Amanzantoti, where conditions are not as favorable. Here's Brian that's going to tell us all about what he's heard in Amanzantoti and the surrounding areas.
Hi, Vinesh. Fishing this week around Warners, I haven't heard anything, eh? We've had dirty water. Myself, from the rock and surf side, the fish don't want to know nothing. Paddle ski guys, I haven't seen many guys go out. Haven't heard of anything, been very quiet. The odd kuta, but Scottsboro area, that's it. I've been dead quiet this week, this side. The sea hasn't been good at all. We've had quite a bit of wind, etc. And then heavy downpour rain Saturday night. Really did a number on the watercolour as well. Cheers, that's it for now. Cheers, bye.
Thank you so much for that, Brian. Yes, unfortunately, not too much to report on in the Warner Beach area, but that is what it is. It is a fishing report, and we cannot control the weather gods with that heavy downpour of rain that's come through. And as for Scottsboro, Park Rennie, and Rocky Bay, pretty much the same thing that Brian has said, just the odd kuta. Nothing much to report on from those areas as well. However, lower down south coast, your areas from Port Shepstone all the way right up to Port Edward has been fairly good fishing on the offshore side. In fact, lots of fish coming out. But the biggest issue, like always down the lower south coast, the sharks. And we have got Ian from Lucky Sands Charters that's going to be telling us all about his report for the past week.
Good evening, fellow anglers. This is Ian from Lucky Sands in Shelly Beach. The sharks have been right.
taking almost every tuna that is caught. No big tunas caught lately. One sailfish was caught on the Protea Reef. Bottom fishing is a mess. The sharks once again eat everything. Weather-wise, the next few days don't look good. Tight lines to everyone. Cheers.
Thank you so much for that, Jan. Yes, another good, honest, true report. Clearly, sharks, sharks, sharks. The taxman is dominating the area. But as we move into the Eastern Cape, more so East London, where we've got John from the East London Skiball Club with a very good, detailed report, especially with the nationals that's happened. Here is John.
Yeah, good morning, Vinesh. The report starts with the whole of last week at Port St. Francis. SADSA, the South African Deep Sea Angling Association, had the bottom fish nationals there, which was well supported with 10 teams from all over the country. They had an under 19 and an under 16 division. And the competition went over 5 days, fished from Monday to Friday. And the weather played ball with the juniors, and it was very good for the entire 5 days. And 5 days of fishing took place. Some very nice fish came out, especially a lot of cob, busterman, which is a soldier that we call this side the soldier, they call it a busterman. Some nice keelback came out, one or two yellowtail, nothing big. I think the biggest was 8 kilos, but I think in the entire 5 days, 10 teams, around 500 fish were caught. A lot were released because they've got a release system on certain species. Other species come to the scale. So very well done to the organizers, Port St. Francis and Eastern Province. In the under 19 section, the team winning there was Eastern Province. They took a big lead on day one with the multiplication of species. They think are weighing 7 species with weight, and they took a big lead and they weren't caught for the rest of the comp. Ending in a very close second, third and fourth were extremely close. In second place was the SADSA team, South African Deep Sea Angling Association team. And in third place was Western Province. Our boys, Border Boys, just finished fourth. It was a matter of 10 or 15 points and they could have been second. That's how close it was. They were actually lying in second most of the week and dropped to fourth on the third, on the fourth and fifth day. So well done to all those under 19 anglers. And then in the under 16 division, that was won by an Eastern Province team. They had two teams in that section. Second was Free State and third was the other Eastern Province team. And in fourth place was Natal. So yeah, lovely competition coming back to our waters on the weekend. I don't think many boats went out. Conditions weren't very nice last week, but this coming weekend we've got a Ganubi Marine Club is holding an interclub. They've got quite a few teams from all over the show. Kolega's putting in 3 teams, East London's putting in teams, Ganubi's putting in teams. There's teams coming from Natal, from EP, Eastern Province and Western Province. So it's a club competition. I'm skippering in that competition, and I believe there's probably about 14 teams in the competition, so I can report next week on it. However, tomorrow the competition starts. Tonight's the opening evening. We start fishing tomorrow. Tomorrow there's westerlies blowing and huge rain the entire weekend. The rain starts tomorrow and ends on Monday evening. So, and it's very heavy rain. So the competition is supposed to be held 2 of the 3 days, Friday, Saturday or Sunday. We look like we're definitely fishing tomorrow, although the offshore conditions don't look very nice. So I can report on that. Tomorrow we're looking at a westerly of about 10 to 20 kilometers. And if you go offshore, it increases in strength. Water temperatures are still nice and warm, deeper. And in the shallows, around about 19 degrees from what I've heard. And then on Saturday, the wind swings to an easterly, and on Sunday, easterly, and start building up. On Sunday, I think we got winds of 20 kilometers per hour, gusting up to 50. So not good winds on Sunday. I'm sure we're going to fish Friday, and then Saturday is a 50-50. So I will report on that next week and see what fish were caught. Everybody's gearing up for this competition, and we're getting tonight together at Kanubi Marine Club. Yeah, Vinesh, that's it for the week. I'll report next week again.
John, thank you so much for a fantastic and detailed report. We truly appreciate it. You're such a great correspondent. You have to, especially having your ears on the ground. And now for another weekly contributor, Mr. Lando from Alcock Brothers, who's got a report of what's been going on in Port Elizabeth.
Yeah, morning, guys. Yeah, listen, unfortunately, the weather patterns lately haven't been conducive to good offshore fishing. So about once a week now at the moment, the guys have been able to get out, and they'll be getting some reef fish, some carpenters, and some small cob. And but the only good thing, like I said last time, the bait fish are yeah, the pilchards are yeah. So as soon as the weather patterns come, we're going to start getting lots of bonito, skipjack, tuna. But we've just got to wait for the gap in the weather. And as soon as the weather comes right, we'll get some fish. So it's going to be short and sweet this week. And then we'll check in with you guys next week. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you so much for that, Lando. Always great to hear from you. Whether it is good or bad, it's an honest, true report. Now moving on to Jeffrey's Bay, where Theo Herbst has given us a decent report, where he has written to us to say, well, unfortunately, the weather is not too good. Due to being on the equinox, the spring tide has created a bit of rough seas with a very strong southwesterly wind, making fishing pretty unpleasant. At St. Francis, water temperature is around 18 degrees and an off color. However, there is still shad, yellowtail, and garrick on the bite, which is allowing some interest in angling, considering the seas are not very pleasant at the moment. He also goes on to report that further deep sea, the commercials are also battling a bit as well. So Theo, thank you very much for your report. Thank you for your contribution. We really, really appreciate it. Now to another correspondent. Patrick from Plettenberg Bay has sent us a report, and this is what he had to say about fishing down at Platt.
The water temperature did go down last week. There's been plenty of hake and gurnet, but that's really about it. And a lot of mackerel, a lot of big mackerel. But that's about it from our side. The westerly is blowing. Yesterday it blew hard, and today. So we shall see. Hopefully that starts cleaning up our water for the cob for the winter times. But no great shakes in Plett at the moment.
Thank you so much for that, Patrick. And guys, unfortunately, the same goes for all your other areas like Stilbay, Cowns Bay, Hermanus, Betty's Bay, and Gordon's Bay. Pretty much the same thing. Weather was very bad. Very quiet indeed on the fishing reports. There's been spring tides. There's been rough seas. And in fact, even in Gordon's Bay, I've got reports where the seas were so bad that water was coming over the harbor walls. So that is unfortunately the conditions in that Western Cape area. We do have Rudy from Somerset West, though, that has sent through a decent report. And this is what Rudy had to say.
Hi, good morning. I've got some news for you. Okay, that we received some rain through this week. Still coming and going, cloudy today. Fishing side, lots of fish coming out, rock and surf side. Inshore, offshore, or call it inshore, quiet, not a lot of sea days around. Last week, or actually over the weekend, the kayak oaks got some shad in the reefs off the kayaks. I only found out about it yesterday, but the oak said he caught some shad off the reef, off the kayak in the reefs, in amongst the reefs. Then I also heard that the bigger commercial tuna boats, really big boats, 70 foot, 75 foot, so they big, they take on this seas we're sitting with currently. But they reckon the tuna are quite full up in the deep. We're getting reports that the boats are doing well out there with the tuna, those bigger boats that can get through this weather and see to the fish. So yeah, there is some fish out in the deep, some yellowfin inshore. Like I said, yeah, the kayak oaks caught some fish last week, but this week he said it was quiet. Also not much sea days that he could have made use of to go to sea, but yeah, that's basically the report. So yes, let's see what happens next week.
Thank you so much for that, Rudy. So it is quite on the inshore, but offshore, going deep, there is some fish to be caught. And to reiterate the fish that's been caught, as we said, about 10 minutes before we could kick off this podcast, we've got a report from Sean in Hout Bay. And this is what his report is, straight off the boat.
Hi, good evening all. Sean here from Hooked on Africa. Sorry for the late reply. I just got back from sea today. Managed to jam a good couple of yellowfin today. Couple up in the 70s. Couple in the late 50s and early 60s. Really nice clients from all over the world. The problem is the weather conditions, guys, have been pretty hectic down here. Gave us a small gap today. We're now out right through until Sunday, Monday and Tuesday. Sunday we got a pelagic birding. Monday, Tuesday we'll be fishing again. There's still plenty of fish out there. Just got to find the pods. A lot of it's with the trawlers. As far as the rest is concerned, it's very, very quiet. Not too much yellowtail around. And that's all out of Hout Bay. Anyway, tight lines, guys. Chat to you next week. Cheers.
Thank you so much for that, Sean. Great to have your report, especially straight after getting off the boat. Well done to you on getting that 50 to 70 kilo fish. Fantastic. So guys, there is fish out there. Just gonna have to go and hunt for them. So our final report of Western Cape comes from Mr. Linton Naki. And this is a general report of Cape Town and surrounding areas.
I can report that again. It's been chalyun, chalyun, chalyun. I haven't heard of any cob coming out. I know of a couple of steenies coming out, or in other words, piggies. Mate of mine had a field day. You got a trifecta. You got a big, actually a very big zebra, or we call it villipat, a steenie, and a monster call stag. Right in the shallows, in the reef, in the strand. One of my mates went out into the deep, went to the west, and I got a couple of bonnie and three dorados. A couple of small fish I heard in the south. So that's what I can report. Yeah, but it's very interesting to see that the guys, my mate, was catching villipat. I haven't seen that fish here for a long time. But plenty chalyun, plenty. From Macassar to the Strand, there's chalyun. But now we've got a bit of north, bit of rain. The fresh water is very, if it rains any harder and there's fresh water, I think fishing will be done for a few days. But otherwise, that's the report I can give you.
Thank you so much for that, Linton. We truly appreciate your report and having your ears on the ground with what's been going on in Cape Town. So guys, that rounds off our Western Cape report. Now, what about Namibia? Well, nothing much has changed from our last report. Same as last week. Cob, cob, cob. However, this week, a few garrick in between. So pretty much all our correspondents has reported the same thing. Cob from Swartkopmund to Henke's Bay, as well as all the miles along the entire Namibian coastline. So SA Offshore Anglers, that brings us to the end of another show. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope we got you onto the right feeding zone for this weekend. As we mentioned, this is a mixed bag of fishing this weekend, where some areas are hot and some are not. But it is what it is. Our biggest purpose on the show is to get you onto that feeding spot. Guys, as always, this is Angler News South Africa, South Africa's first fishing podcast series. And wherever you are listening to this, please hit the subscribe button, hit the follow button, and comment. Let us know what you feel, what your catches are, what you want to hear about, areas that we are not possibly touching on. We try to cover it all and try to bring you the best possible results to make sure you get on the right fishing spot. But we need to hear from you. So make sure you get in touch with us. Guys, once again, this show is proudly brought to you by McChrystal Insurance Brokers. Please give them a call, because not only do they cover your personal watercrafts, they will also cover your home and vehicle and personal insurance as well. And it's always great to support those that support you. So guys, once again, McChrystal Insurance Brokers. For the Angler News South Africa, I am Vanessa Grimm. Always remember to respect your bag limits and fish for the future.
This show is proudly brought to you by McChrystal Insurance Brokers. Are you looking to save on your marine insurance? Well then, McChrystal Insurance Brokers are your complete resource for all your marine insurance needs. They offer affordable plans for almost every type of boat, yacht, or personal watercraft. Give them a call on 0860-222-552 to start building your policy with a boat insurance quote today. McChrystal Insurance will ensure your freedom to play.